While setting up for a recent performance, members of the Celtic band Kalon took some time to talk with me. Comprised of artists with interestingly diverse backgrounds, they are simultaneously honoring and expanding tradition.
What brought me into the music first wasn't really a love for the music. It was I was interested in the percussion instrument, the barum, which is the traditional Irish drum.
Kip Ruffel is a percussionist who had decades of experience before joining Kalon.
My background wasn't really for traditional music. It was rock and roll and jazz and drum kit and things like that.
Sheila Liming plays accordion, bagpipe, tin whistle, and sings. And she grew up immersed in traditional music.
It is the case with me. I grew up in Seattle, and my grandmother on my father's side is Scottish. She was born in Scotland, and she introduced me early to Scottish folk music that she would sing around the house. She encouraged me to take up the bagpipes. I played piano originally and a few other straight-up instruments. And eventually, after thinking that it would make me the most unpopular girl in school, I finally decided I would take up the bagpipes. I started playing when I was 13. And then in the Seattle area, there was a local high school that also had a bagpipe program, so I was able to transfer into that program.
Sheila actually attended college on a bagpipe scholarship. And then for grad school, she came to Pittsburgh.
Not even realizing that there was a built-in pipe band for me there and a culture of bagpiping and Celtic music that I was just ready to get into and join.
Cara, you're the violinist.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask a little bit about your background in music and where you got started and how you got started and how you gravitated towards Celtic music and the band Kalon.
Okay, well, it's interesting that you call me a violinist because being in this band, I've sort of been changing identities from being a violinist to a fiddler, which has been a lot of fun. I had always been interested in fiddle music through my Celtic heritage. We went to Scottish festivals, Irish festivals when I was a kid.
It's new to me, and I just sort of, you know, sit in my own space trying to figure that out and hope that I don't get found out for being a rock guitarist trying to find his way through folk music.
That's Steve Seal, who plays guitar, bouzouki, and sings, and is new to traditional music.
In 1975, I went to Ireland.
And Chris Clem is the newest member of Kalon, who plays mandolin, guitar, and sings, and performed bluegrass music until doing some traveling as a young man.
When I was 18, and spent some time there, and was completely enamored with the music. So for the past 35 years, that's pretty much the only music I've played. I don't know how to play rock and roll.
Rock, jazz, and classical backgrounds come together with decades of experience in traditional music in Kalon, a band realizing its own voice and eager to chart its own course for the future.
What we look at now as traditional Irish music, or some of the big bands from the 70s, Planxty and the Blathy Band, things like that, those guys broke all the rules. You know, now people look back at them as that's the way it's supposed to be done. But if you put yourself back and those guys were broken, they were breaking all of the rules. They were making this stuff up. They just wanted to be Bob Dylan. So I think that's kind of interesting.
So I think at this point in time, we're in a position to start doing even more new things. One thing that I would say as part of our future plan is to continue to develop our own kind of niche in the Celtic and folk music world. Increasingly on our newest album, we've been including tunes that we've written ourselves, and it's nice to start to add new and original compositions to a repertoire of traditional music, still written in the traditional idiom. So I would say part of our plan for the future probably includes expanding upon that and continuing to kind of find where exactly we fit into the scene.
For Art From the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.